Yeah, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, a.k.a. the voice of the streets. Step up, Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. I got a special guest in the building right now, bitch. 414 Jungle, baby, man. What's happening?
Man, what it do, man?
What it do, man? You in this bitch.
Real, the real Deja Honey Bun.
Yeah.
On the bros, not Deja Low, Deja Honey Bun. Get that right.
No, bro. Nah, that's, dude, like, I swear to God, like, but before I get into the story, I want to get into, like, yo, Buzz, like, I ain't seen no Buzz like this since, like, when Chicken dropped, no chicken, you know what I'm saying, no grease, you know what I'm saying? Like, when he dropped that shit, like, his Buzz was, like, it was the same, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wanted to fuck with him, he was just heating up fast, it was, like, undeniable, and that's what I see with you right
God.
Now.
Oh, God, I ain't gonna lie, I feel like it be about consistency. Yeah. Once you get in that mode, nobody can stop you but you, oh, God.
Facts.
That's what type of mode I'm in right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you been turning up, but before we start, like, I told you already, I felt bad as a bitch. Like, I hate doing that shit, like, because you had met my wife at the, at a baby shower, at Kiana baby shower, and then, like, I swear to God, that night, we went in the car, and we listened to that, yo, CD, she's like, dude, this girl is raw as a bitch. She was like, I'm telling you, she's like, dude, this girl cold, I met her at the baby shower, you need to fuck with her, you know what I'm saying, like, fuck with her. So I listened to, we just in the car, listened to the CD, like, and, she was like, don't she sound like Deja Love? She's like, she sound like Deja Love, don't she? I was like, no. I said, her voice is like Deja Love. I said, but if you really listen to her, she better than Deja Love, actually. You know what I'm saying? Like, her lyrics, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
lyrically, we don't be talking about the same shit. Like, nah. I feel like it'd be the melodic sound that everybody be like, oh, that sound like Deja Love. Or a lot of people think I be using auto-tune, but, like,
yeah.
Life Was Beat My Ass, I Punch Back, that's a knockout. Like, that's me, you know what I'm saying? I don't need no tune for that.
Yeah.
And shout out Deja Love, too, because no Deja Love hate is tolerated.
Right. I was just about to get into that.
Y'all gonna think I'm trolling.
Yeah, dog. Like, I'm like, dog, like, so what is it with you and Deja Love? Like, because I know you have posted, like, everybody basically call you Deja Love, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, like, when you did On The Radar, you know what I'm saying? Like, she liked it, and did she respond when you was f***ing with her?
No, I ain't gonna lie. I feel like she ain't like the On The Radar shit right away.
Mm-hmm.
I had ended up seeing somebody kept tagging me in her comments, like, oh, Deja Love just dissed you. She dissed you. I'm like, she dissed me? What you mean? Somebody in my comments was like, we want the real Deja Love back. She took the comment, I thought, and put it as her caption, because her caption said, they want the real Deja Love back. But then when I screenshotted it, I shared it to my story. She went and edited it and said, they want the real Loaf back. Like, it just didn't make sense to me. So I made a post. I'm like, I'm the reason they even thinking about you. And I put her song as on the picture. You know what I'm saying? She came in hard at that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And that's just how it went from there. At first, I'm like, is it beef? You know what I'm saying? So, you know me, I went and made my little song on bro. Like, I made Deja Honey Bun.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting racks by the bundle. Call me Deja Honey Bun. I'm in the crib shooting my bitch with a money gun. This phone keep digging damn comments coming in. You think I sound like Deja Love? Okay, here we go again. Bro, like, I ain't diss her in the song. Everybody keeps saying, like, oh, you diss Deja. I didn't diss her. I just said, like, she said they want the real Deja back. Like, who would even say that? I said, she said they want the real Deja back. Who even plays that? I was a little pissed off, but that was just me trolling, but I ain't got no problem with her.
Okay.
I hope she ain't got no problem with me.
Right.
Deja's
cool, bro. Deja, we ain't gonna get on that with her.
No, real shit. But with this industry game, a lot of people will try you to see if you gonna say something.
Yeah.
And a lot of niggas not gonna say nothing because they scared. And I ain't scared.
Hey, that's crazy. Like, getting back to it, like, I know the freestyle went crazy. That was, like, in March, right? Like, the freestyle went
hell
viral
yeah.
in the car. Like, March early this year, like you did with DHT Lingo.
Bro, that's my brother. It's kind of crazy because, like, me and bro ended up linking up on some. I had just quit my job. I was working at Pato.
Yeah.
And we was just out here getting to it. I'm like, man, we was in the car freestyling. I'm like, I'm finna start recording this shit. I recorded it. We posted the first one. It got 100 likes. My page was not slapping. It got 100 likes. I'm like, damn, we just got 100 likes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, we finna keep doing these until they go viral. Bro, we got to number 8. I went to sleep. 3 days later, woke up. That motherfucker was at like 1,000 likes.
Damn.
I start seeing niggas like Shoebox Baby, Polo G, Cash Kid. Like, anybody you can think of, Lil Migo, all types of niggas was in the fucking likes. I'm like, what? Nigga, that got to turning me up. I ain't gonna lie. So, I did one more freestyle with bro.
Yeah.
That shit hit like 200,000 and then I ain't gonna lie, Kid had ended up liking it. He texted me. He was like, all right, so yeah, like Cash Kid, he was the one nigga that showed me love, like off gate. Like when he hit me up, he like, where I could find this song at? I'm like, send me your number. I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah.
Whole time I just wanted his number so I could be like, oh, get on the song. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got Cash Kid number.
Yeah.
No fan shit, but y'all know how it be when you coming up on bro. So I sent him the song. I'm like, get on it. He like, say less. I had took a trip to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I called him when I was in Atlanta. I'm like, you got on the song? He was like, I did that shit 2 days ago. I forgot to send it.
Yeah.
Sent it to me. The shit was hard. I ain't gonna lie. We ended up going to Detroit. Me and Lingo, we shot the video with him. Shout out Counterpoint. Counterpoint shot my video.
Yeah.
Man, we was in Detroit making more shit. Bro, like, we got plenty songs. We probably got like 3-4 songs.
Yeah, that's hard.
I just sent him some shit yesterday on bro. We got some more coming. Tape on the way.
Yeah, the tape gonna be crazy, though. Like, we gonna talk about that in a minute, though. Hell yeah, but like you even link it up with Lingo and shit, like y'all doing it, like what, like why y'all slow down like doing music together?
I don't know. I just be trying to let bro do his own thing. Like I don't want to feel like I'm controlling him to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because my buzz is different than his.
Yeah.
For example, they think I'm Dej Loaf. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the run is different.
Yeah.
But bro, still gonna get to the top.
Definitely.
God, regardless if it's with me or not, I got all love for bro. I'm bro. Shout out my brother, nigga.
Bush. Hell yeah, because I know you were saying, bro tried to, I forgot the rapper you said, he tried to charge you 500, but like, I know you was like, you ain't on no cocky shit, but you just like feel like your buzz is enough to where you don't even have to pay for it.
Yeah, I just feel like if a nigga like Polo G can come like my post, why you can't give me a feature? You know what I'm saying? Not Polo. I'm talking about the rapper you was talking about with Slime Life Shorty.
Yeah, Slime Life Shorty.
Yeah, it's all love to him. He hit me up like, should I do the song with you? Just give me 500. Yeah. It's not about the money. It's just like, just fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to wish you fucked with me. Bro.
Definitely. Yeah, because... Like, that's how a lot of people be, like, well, I ain't saying all them niggas, but some niggas, they be like, man, all right, yeah, you is cool, but, man, this is my job, like, pay me, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like what it be is a lot of niggas, they know I'm cold, you know what I'm saying, but a lot of niggas, when they get a run, like, how I got, sometimes they fall, so,
yeah.
People think, like, oh, Jungle in the season where this her run, but she damn near finna fall, but that's not what's happening, my shoes is tied, bro.
Bush. Yeah, because you going up, like I said, like, it remind me of Chicken Buzz, like, when the No Grease came out, like, and it feel the same way. Like, I've been seeing this forever, like, even before, like, BC, all them, till now, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, bro, and I ain't gonna lie, shout out Chick, he one of the first rappers in the city that was, like, really fucking with me heavy. I ain't gonna lie, it was a few of them, like, showing me love, like, 2020, RB showed me some love.
Yeah.
But like I said, I ain't gonna lie, I make music, drop a song, and disappear for, like, 8 months. Bro, you would never hear from me again. Then I was just like I said in February with the car freestyles,
yeah.
I'm like, I gotta keep doing this shit. Like, I'm cold. I know I am. I had just quit my job. I'm like, I'm finna get rich off rap. I'm almost there, by the way. And, but knowing what I was saying about Chick, like, I ain't gonna lie, he showed me love. Come like my shit, you know what I'm saying? But it was this one specific song, Baby Nine.
Yeah.
Nobody liked it, that song. They thought I was, like, bullshitting on it. They didn't know whether to laugh or say it was fire. But he was in the comments like, send me this. Then right behind him came Certified Trapper. Then right behind him came, you know what I'm saying? It was like, you know what I'm saying? The ball got the rolling, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Right when he posted that motherfucker, I'm like, yeah, I know I got this shit. I got 2 songs that's viral as a bitch in a month.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just kept doing this shit. Now y'all already know, I don't know if I'm jumping to the topic too fast, but Knockout just hit 100,000 views in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Shout out Big Steph.
Steph, man. Shout out my nigga Steph,
man. That's
man.
My brother, nigga. I ain't gonna lie. And it's crazy because when we was in the booth making that, we damn near did not think that song was going to do that.
Yeah.
I know I didn't think that.
But who linked up? I know it's Steph's song, so he just hit you up for the feature?
I ain't going to lie, I smoke too much weed. I really don't remember how it happened. I know I was being supposed to got in the stew with Steph. Like, I been seen thing before we got in the stew.
Yeah.
But when we got there, you know, we was going crazy. It was all love. He had played a beat for me. I made the hook. I'm like, he like, yeah, let's do it. I ain't gonna lie, I don't know if we was finna do, like, 8-on-8 bars, but here's another advice to up-and-coming rappers. When you're doing songs with people, don't nobody really want to hear you too much. They want to hear the both of y'all, so do fours. Like, do twos and twos and fours and fours. I ain't gonna lie, because now it's like, damn, here comes Jungle, here comes Steph, here comes Jungle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
you gotta listen to both of y'all.
Oh, God, that's how the song become viral. I ain't gonna lie, because it's like, damn, they really going crazy back-to-back.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, because I seen a lot of blogs and shit posting it, and I was just like, damn, like, this song just caught, like, fast as a bitch. I was like, damn, when I look, because when I look, it's at 115 now. Bro. I was just like, damn, that motherfucker just keep.
Damage said 115?
Yes. This morning, this motherfucker, 115K.
Damage just hit 100K like 2 days ago. See, I stopped looking. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that motherfucker going up. Yeah, but where did you grow up at? Like, I know you from Milwaukee, but like what area?
I lived on 3rd and Keith. Like, my grandma's still living there right now. She's been living in the same house for like 19 years. Yeah. No bullshit. But, yeah, that's where I grew up at. I ain't gonna lie, I went to all the schools. Mm. I actually dropped out of high school. Mm. But I probably went to all the high schools you could think of. I went to Marshall, North Division,
man,
Vincent.
Shout out Marsh House, man. That's my shit, nigga. In my life, nigga, that's my shit.
I got expelled from that motherfucker. Yeah. I got expelled from Vincent. I just dropped out at North Division. Mm. I went to high school of the arts for probably like a week. Mm. School was just never my thing. I ain't gonna lie, like, I used to always want to rap. I used to be in school rapping. Them niggas would tell me I was cold. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I'd walk around the corner, hear them niggas laughing at me like, she really thought that shit was cold. Like, they used to try to bully me. I ain't gonna lie. So now that I got the type of run that I got, like, ain't no stopping me. And I ain't gonna lie. If you went to school with me, or if you even grew up around me, you don't know me no more. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not the same person no more.
For real.
Bro, I got tapped in with a lot of other shit.
Facts.
Right when I got done with school, my mama went to jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, all types of shit start happening. Life got serious. Life was really beating my ass. Like, yeah. I was not playing when I said that. And now, shit, I'm back on my feet.
Yeah. That's what I do. Hell yeah.
It's going to take a lot of niggas to push me over, bro.
Yeah, you going to be around for a minute.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But, she, like, who you used to fuck with, girl? Did you actually listen to Dej Loaf when you was growing up? Like, when she was
hell
hot back?
Hell no. That's what really be pissing me off about it. Because, like, I didn't listen to Dej. I heard her music, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, I was never the type to be like, turn that Dej Loaf on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She cold, though. I'm not going to hate on her. But that just was never me. I listen to Milwaukee music like everybody else. I'm from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Bro. But it's just weird. Like, it came out of nowhere. People been saying I sound like Dej Loaf since I was, like, 14. All the time,
bro.
Just
the voice. That's it. Like, literally it.
I still don't hear it.
You got to listen to it. Like, I could play, like, if y'all did a feature.
You talking about you got to listen to it. It's my voice. I ain't going to never hear it on bro.
Yeah.
Like, I hear my voice every day. I'm never going to hear it.
Yeah.
That shit crazy.
Hey, Johnny, she sound like Dej Loaf, bro. He said, yeah. It was instant, like, yeah.
That shit crazy. On what? My brother said Dej Loaf sound like me.
Oh, yeah. Bullshit. Hell yeah. Well, who did you fuck with, though? Like, I know you said Milwaukee, though, but, like, who did you used to fuck with?
I ain't gonna lie. Shout out Reddy. Everybody yeah, know yeah. Reddy make all the beats in the city. Him yeah. and Mansion Mob.
Yeah.
Hey, KK with him, too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I used to be in the studio with Reddy when he was recording Chicken, all of them, when I was, like, 14, 15. Like, I seen all this shit happening, but I just never wanted to be a rapper. I actually thought the shit was lame. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I'm like a bunch of niggas sitting here making noise, you know what I'm saying, making music and shit. That was never my thing. I want to get some money.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm like, how do I get... But then, I made my first band off rap. I'm like, whoa, you could talk a nigga out they pocket. No bullshit. So this shit me now, but hell yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I was listening to the Mari Boys. I was listening to Chicken, yeah. YBN Kenny. I used to listen to all types of niggas. Yeah. MT Twins, all of that. I was Milwaukee as a bitch. Oh, bro. Now I only listen to me and my niggas and, like, the niggas I be in the studio with. Mm-hmm. I hear some music going around, you know what I'm saying? But it got to really catch my ear.
Right.
Bro, you catch my ear, you special.
Facts. Yeah, because, like, as you see, like, Milwaukee, like, of course we lit right now, but, like, It's people that's been rapping way longer than you that ain't they buzz ain't nowhere near yours. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like what it is, too, is, like, a lot of niggas think this music shit is just about making music. It's not about that. That's 5% of this industry. You have to have a personality. You have to tap in and engage with your fans. You have to be a people's person. A lot of these niggas, bro, they be like, man, I ain't finna be no fanned out ass nigga. I'm not going over there to say what it do to bro. I ain't gonna lie. On what, brother? We be on Water Street. Fans will walk up to me. Niggas would be like, my brother, a big fan of you. He's a dick rider. I'll go walk up to that nigga and walk off with him. Like, and that's why I fuck with you. Bro, like, what the fuck? How he a dick rider? Because I inspire him.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
That's lame.
Stop being scared to say niggas inspire you. That's not gay. You know what I'm saying? That's real nigga shit. Give a nigga they props.
Facts.
Y'all give all these hoes flowers, but can't give these niggas they flowers. You know what I'm saying? That shit weird to me.
Definitely. Hell yeah, shout out, bro. I seen Audie's too, man. Like, he know who I'm talking about if he see this. Bro, he was with his bitch in Audie's. Like, all my kids, he was with his bitch. He was like, DJ Jerry. Like, he was geeky. He was like, DJ Jerry was good. His bitch laughing at me. He's like, man, dude, you fanned the fuck out, bro. Like, you fanned out, bro.
That's
like,
crazy.
And I told her, bro, I said, bro, what's your, I said, bro, what's happening, bro? Like, I said, bro, what you talking about,
my nigga? Oh, God, like, that's love. And I ain't gonna lie, for us, that should be feeling good as a bitch. I ain't gonna lie, anywhere I go, like, I can't even step outside by myself. I just went to the gas station last night. The security guards was coming out of the gas station, like, that's 414 Jungle Baby. I'm like, nigga, y'all better protect this motherfucker before we rob it. Oh, bro, fuck, you over here. I be forgetting that I rap sometimes, bro. And them niggas be staring at me and shit. They be looking through the glass and shit. I be like, bro, everybody finna die.
Nah, yeah, they know you. They know that. Oh, that's Jungle Baby.
But I don't be knowing. I'm not. Like I said, I blew up too fast. I ain't gonna lie. So this shit really weird to me. I be feeling weirded out. But I fuck with y'all heavy for showing me love. I like when people come up to me and be like, oh, you doing your shit? That make me go harder. Because I ain't gonna lie. I could have just woke up and said, I don't want to do this shit no more.
You're right. Hell yeah. But like you just said, you blew up super fast. Like, of course, I ain't never heard nobody say it, but I know you said motherfuckers might say you a plant, like an industry plant type shit. Because of how everybody fuck with you, because that shit don't happen often.
You know what it is, bro? I troll a lot.
Yeah.
So, that brings publicity and attention. Like, I be on the net, I ain't gonna lie, at first I was on the net, like, having my brothers follow me around, talk about something. Days loaf, and I be like, I dare a nigga try me. You know what I'm saying? That shit hit 100,000 views. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't even sound like this girl. You know what I'm saying? I'ma just shout Days Loaf out and give her props. She's the reason that my publicity is going the way it is, because it's like, it's a seat at this table. It's her seat. You know what I'm saying? And since everybody want to compare me to it, it's like they think I'm finna sit down in it. Whole time I'm finna stand on the table. Like, yeah. I don't care to sit down in that seat, but I appreciate y'all for bringing me to the table.
Facts.
Oh, bro.
Facts.
That's really what it is. But the publicity gave me, like, the trolling and all that shit, it gave me the clout. Like, Von off 1700, he just got on live, talk about some, fuck Jungle Baby, yo, people gonna get you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I text him instantly, like, good publicity, because I'm finna go crazy. Yeah. No bullshit.
Like, I swear I was gonna say that for the end, but like what the fuck happened, though? Like, he was on live.
He told me that my fans was in his comments or whatever, like, saying play Jungle Baby type shit. I don't know if they was disrespecting him or not, but they was just like, play 414 Jungle Baby. Da, da, da. He like, fuck 414 Jungle Baby. I go, I made a post. I posted him saying that. He got in the comments like, stop playing. I'm like, you playing. He takes me talking about stuff. Now we making it look like we beefing. I fuck with you. I'm like, I just took the post down. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't delete it. I'll bring it back, Vaughn. Oh, bro.
Archive the motherfucking name. That's what I do. I'll delete shit.
But see, dude, that's how you know you popping, when, like, niggas who already made it speaking on you. You know what I'm saying? Not saying if you was speaking on me bad, I really don't get no fuck. But it's just like, that's how I know I made it. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't even made it yet. Oh,
definitely,
bro.
Yeah. You made it. You made it.
I'm in the making.
Yeah. Yeah, because I didn't know what was going on. Like, I didn't know if both of y'all was trolling or... Like, because it's the way he said it. He was like, oh, yeah, man, fuck. Like,
y'all know how Von get. He be trolling all the time on the net.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I was finna get on his ass. Like, them pants, them tight-ass pants getting in your head, bud. Oh, bro, I ain't know how he was coming at me. Because, you know, he from Chicago. I don't know how they talk out there. But he like, yo, people gonna get you fucked up. You got the whole city. You got Milwaukee looking at you like, the fuck you mean, yo? People gonna get you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But all that shit dead. We already know.
Yeah.
It ain't. That shit for publicity, you know, bro. Yeah. A lot of people gonna be doing that to me. I don't get no.
So, and I respond to all the ass. Like,
oh God, I'm responding to everybody.
Like, who it is. But shout out Von. Like, everybody, they say they little shit about Von, but I think he a demon, bro. Like, I done seen a lot of Milwaukee. I mean, some Milwaukee niggas that got bodies look like that nigga.
I don't know. I can't speak on it. Cause I don't know. I don't be with him in real life. So I don't know what he do. It could be for the publicity. Right. It could be real. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all don't. My brother in the corner funny as hell right now.
I wish I could have looked at that nigga, though. But, hey, what you think? If I bullshit or am I on point? Don't put the camera on him, Johnny.
I ain't gonna lie, Vaughn. If you really like that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, because, like, y'all don't know how I am. I'm not posting shit like that. I might talk about shit in my music, but you will never... I be trolling. Like, I make my live caption, like, I'm finna blow these niggas down live and go to 500 views. Whole time I'm in this bitch doing this. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all really want to watch me crash out.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't post that shit online, so I don't know. I'm gonna be real. I be feeling like he do it for publicity sometimes. Like, you can't be that lit and really smacking niggas still. Come on, now. Everybody's watching.
Yeah. And the police.
I'm just like, let y'all know, I ain't doing shit to y'all no more. My brother's gone. I ain't gonna lie, my brother Dalo, he done knocked like four niggas out this month. I'm talking about a nigga tried to stab me at the gas station. Yes, my brother, I ain't gonna lie, right when the nigga was like bringing a knife towards me, my brother knocked him out. He's a white boy. My brother's a white boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knocked the nigga right out. Man, I ain't gonna lie.
Killed dude, bitch ass. Like, fuck dude on.
I ain't gonna lie. Lingo was...
For real.
Lingo was on him. I ain't gonna lie. Because, you know, Lingo got them CC dubs.
Oh, yeah. Shit,
he was on him. But I told Lingo, like, no, we don't need that type of shit right. going on right now.
That'd have been hot as a bitch.
I know everybody think I went to jail, too, for shooting a nigga at the red light. That ain't what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, like, what was that? That was, like, 3 weeks ago. Your mugshot was
going
crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. My brother posted my mugshot while I was in jail. I ain't gonna lie. I was in that motherfucker punching the wall. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, they wouldn't give me no calls in that bitch. I don't give a fuck how long I was in that bitch. A lot of you niggas wouldn't have sat in that bitch. Y'all would have been like, CO, I got something to tell on bro. I ain't had shit to say, but bail me out. You know what I'm saying? I kept calling my brothers like, bail me out.
What you go to jail for, if you could talk about it?
I was fighting. Okay. That's all that mattered. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I wasn't even really fighting. It was just a disagreement. You know what I'm saying? Police call. But it is what it is now. I'm just learning to stay away from negative energy.
Yeah.
Bro, I got too much going. I ain't gonna lie. Like, and then I had to tell myself, like, I really gotta chill because the shit that I do be doing.
Yeah.
Imagine I would've went to jail for some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, hell no. I'm glad it was just domestic violence. Bro, because I could just see my whole life when I was in that bitch. I could see my whole life just going down the drain. They told me I was getting out the next day. Then they talk about some, oh, no, you're going to go to court in like 4 or 5 days. I'm like, what the fuck? I got shit going on. I got labels to meet with. Like, that shit not for nobody. I ain't going to lie. And then niggas was in my comments. You know what I'm saying? They was saying Free Jungle, but some niggas was laughing. Some little hoes I got into it on Water Street. You bitches know exactly who I'm talking to. They was like, bury her under the jail. Look, my brother think that shit so funny.
Stupid.
I got into it with some bitches because they was trying to talk to me, but I don't really like when people like try to talk to me when I got jewelry on. I feel like you only talking to me because you see the jewelry. That's just my mind.
But what if they say, dude, she cute and she got jewelry, so I really want her now?
That's different. You know what I'm saying? It's just like my brothers was trying to talk to them, man. I don't know. The bitches was weird as hell. My brother tried to put me on. He like, talk to Jungle. Look, she got the Cuban on. She got the watch on. Oh, this what happened. He was like, she got the Cuban on. She got the watch on. The bitch was like, we don't get no fuck about that fake ass jewelry. And I was drunk. I was on Water Street. I'm like, what?
It's over.
Fake. I ain't gonna lie. I told her, like, we girls, I'll beat your ass. Oh, bro. I ain't gonna lie. That's another thing, too. These niggas be seeing me crash out. You niggas can't do what I do. I'm a girl. You know what I'm saying? Stop putting your hands on them girls. Call me. No, I'm playing.
No, for real. No bullshit.
No bullshit. They be whooping
their bitches, though, for on some real shit.
Beat that nigga who snitched on you.
Jeez. Or beat that nigga ass that took your yays, nigga.
No bullshit. Go get your yays back. Fuck all that. Spin.
No bullshit. Yeah, but like, besides that situation, like, do it be a lot of girls talking, trying to, like, talk to you, but like, man, what's happening? Like,
hell yeah. I ain't gonna lie, but I be trying to be cool on that. I don't know who using me or not. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you want from me. Right. I don't know, I almost said too much, yo, bro, but I don't know what you want from me. Like, do you want money or do you fuck with me? You know what I'm saying? You would never know who fuck with you nowadays. And I be feeling like a lot of hoes be, I be into it with a lot of niggas. Like, niggas can't stand me. I feel like, these niggas are trying to kill me just because they don't want to see me shine. Not that they want to take it from me, they just don't want to see me do it. So I be feeling like I ain't letting no bitch get near me so she can try to door me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That shit dead.
Yeah.
You gonna have to try harder. You can't put no bitch on me. You might as well put a bag on me before you put a bitch on me. I'll go get the bag.
No bullshit. Backdoor yourself.
No bullshit. Text their ass. She gone.
Right.
No bullshit.
But that's fucked up, though. But yeah, but niggas do be envious, though. Like, that's the foul shit about Milwaukee. It's a lot of envy. You know what I'm saying? But you just got to stay with your niggas. And
hell yeah. I ain't going to lie. I really just be with my brothers, like, it'd probably be, like, three of them. It's really whole time, like, 10 of us, but I'd mainly be with, like, three of them.
Yeah.
No bullshit, because everybody's just doing their own thing, you know what I'm saying? Niggas' lives be real out here. Like, not everybody is Jungle Baby, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
So, I can party and do shit all day long, you know what I'm saying? My brothers, they still got life, too, you know what I'm saying? Once I sign my deal or get right, you know what I'm saying? We all gonna be straight, but for now, please do not depend on me 1,000%, because I barely got myself. I'm hanging on by a thread, nigga. Right. It looked like I go hard and like I'm so strong, but bro, I go through shit too. I'm a human.
Hell yeah. Bush.
Hey, but one of y'all hoes calling me. One of you niggas hoes calling me right now. Wait, hold on. Hey, this ain't even nobody hoe. Hey, Pape, say what it do.
Pape, we do an interview. Hey, put the phone by the mic. Put the phone by the mic.
I'm cool.
Ha ha ha.
Oh, God. Hey, Pape. Hey, what I'm finna call you right after this. Yeah, look.
Shout out Pape, man. We gotta get his ass up here, too, shout out Pape.
Me and Pape got some shit on the way, too.
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay, God. I ain't gonna lie. We just all did a song. It's me, Chick, Steph, Moolah, Mar, Pape, Yana. We went crazy on that bitch, too. I don't know if it's ever gonna come out, because we be in the studio doing a lot of shit, but that shit hard as a bitch.
Put it on your shit.
Yeah, I got all of them on my tape. Okay, I ain't gonna lie.
Okay. When the tape dropping?
I'm trying to set a date now. Like, I keep getting new features on this motherfucker every day. Like, I'm gonna just give y'all some special guests. I got Chicken on the tape.
Yeah.
I got Steph.
Yeah.
Marmar. I got Yana. I got Tay B. Yeah, I got Cash Kid on the tape. Famous Richard. JP. Yeah. Maya P. The list goes on. I got Millie on that motherfucker. That's my brother. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all gonna learn about Millie, too. Y'all think I be going crazy? This nigga be silent as hell, but he's like that. No bullshit. I got the whole city on the tape, damn near. If you trying to get on the tape, hit me up. You can even pay to get on the tape. bro, I take Cash App, food stamps, all that. bro, no, I don't take no food stamps. But, bro, yeah, hit me up.
Hey, I got a lot of motherfuckers get like a G worth of food stamps.
If you come with a band worth of food stamps.
I'm taking that. It's over. I'm taking that.
Food is the key to my heart.
Hey, but shit, like, I know, like, your journey been super crazy, like, what's something that the fans might not know, like, that's probably was, like, one of your biggest obstacles, like, just coming, like, period, like, through your music journey?
I ain't gonna lie. Like, when I was 15, I was hanging around Future and them when I was a kid. Bro, the industry kind of fucked me up. I'm gonna be real. Like, that's why I stopped rapping for 4 years. The industry fucked me up a lot, because I seen a lot of shit at a young age. Like, I seen niggas playing niggas and... Like, not Future in them, but, like, I was around them, so I got to get a good look on the industry. Like, niggas are only in this to win for themselves, you know what I'm saying? So, do not be thinking that, like, oh, if I hang around bro, I'm going to go up. Like, I hope that's how it work out for you, but don't always think that. Me, I'm one genuine-ass nigga, so all my niggas is going to win. And a lot of niggas know that, so they be trying to, like, get in the circle by trying to get around my niggas, but it don't work like that, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like, the industry fucked me up, and it kind of, like, made me not want to do this shit no more. But I had to sit back and think, like, how time that shit made me want to go harder on bro.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know, but I done seen some shit, like, for years, like, and it just, like, you right 100%. Like, the industry niggas, the way they think in their head, okay, if this person is lit right now, we best friends, because I feel like either you going to keep me relevant or you can do something for me. You know what I'm saying?
No bullshit.
But the day you fall off,
everybody disappear.
They gonna disappear. They gonna say, man.
I ain't gonna lie. For all you niggas who is around, like, mainstream artists, like, I wouldn't even say mainstream, even niggas like me.
Yeah.
You gotta put that work in yourself, too.
Facts.
Don't just sit here thinking, like, oh, no, I ain't gonna lie. Me and my brother sat in the studio for 13 days straight, back to back to back. I ain't gonna lie. He wanted to record, but I ain't gonna lie. He didn't record shit because he knew I was working on my tape. That's love. But then, look, I told him, like, I'm finna get us a studio session. You finna go on that bitch and go crazy. And he ain't waste no time on, bro. We did, like, 3 songs in an hour. Like, that's how fast we work. No bullshit. Yeah. It's like, my niggas want to put the work in. You know what I'm saying? And I see a lot of, I ain't gonna lie, I see a lot of up-and-coming rappers in the city, too. I see y'all putting the work in. I be seeing y'all in my DMs. It's not that, like, I don't want to fuck with y'all. It's just, like, I got a lot on my plate. So, like, fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Features for the low, nigga, tap in. I'm getting money for a show, nigga, back in.
No bullshit. Yeah, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I know you probably seen that, you probably ain't, like, every goat to pull up to this motherfucker, I do this with him. Like, I only do this with the goats. Like, if they ain't no goat, I don't do this shit with
him. Damn, what we finna do? You trying to eat my... No, watch out. He's trying to get the honey bun. Hold on, what the fuck? Fuck no, what?
Hey, at least give me a piece of that motherfucker.
Man,
break
watch out, man. This for me and Dage only.
Look at that.
Dage, I'm gonna save this. Watch, this bitch gonna get moldy to the day I meet you.
All right, hold on, wait. We gonna make a bet. We about to do the box. If you win, you keep your honey, but if I win, you give me that motherfucker. I'm eating that bitch right here.
Come on.
All right, come on. About to play a motherfucking game, man. This shit is called the Big Guys Box, man. Hey, look. You get 60 seconds with the box, but you got to answer each question in the box in 20 seconds or less. You ready?
Wait, what?
You got to answer each question in the box in 20 seconds or less. That's it. It's three questions.
All right, come on.
You ready? You look scared now. You look scared. Come on, I told you. Read it first. Read it out loud. What it say? Read it out loud. Let's see.
If you have to choose which one of your songs would you have planned during the presidential election, I say Baby Nah.
Baby Nah? Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Wait, so like every time I pick it up, I got 20 seconds?
Yeah, go to the next one. All right, all
right. Name a Milwaukee rapper that rubs you the wrong way on your way up.
Yeah. Like, they're just like, man, I ain't like dude vibe. You know what I'm saying? I ain't like...
This shit messy as a bitch.
You got 20 seconds, man. Come on, dog.
God damn. I don't know. God damn, dog. Millie, grab chop, grab everything.
What rapper, dude? You damn near about to lose.
Yeah, I lost because...
Go to next.
Ain't nobody rub me the wrong way in the city.
Oh, you ain't lose then. If ain't nobody rubbing wrong, you good.
Oh, yeah. Put the honey bun back.
All right. Read one
freestyle
more.
About cracking a big back bitch for two lines of green.
Yeah.
What?
Freestyle about cracking a big
I
back.
I brought the bitch to the crib with my team. She let me hit and gave me two lines of green. Oh, bro, you want honey bun back. That is honey bun, nigga. What they talking about?
No, you crazy, dog.
Oh, bro, she let the whole team hit.
Hell, dog, I wanted that motherfucking dog. My fat ass wanted that bitch. Dog, I was gonna eat it right here, dog. Saying the outro, dog.
Oh, bro, shit, bring a knife, we can split this.
No, bullshit. Hey, yo, who you wanna shout out before you get out this motherfucker?
Man, shout out the whole city, man. Shout out all the cameramans, 2T glazed it. I ain't shouting out Ocean. I ain't get messy like that. Look, now look at how he looking at me. Get the camera on him. Get the camera on him. Get the camera.
Like, I was looking at it like this. Like, what the fuck? I fuck with Ocean, dog.
No, I fuck with Ocean, too. Yeah. It's just like, I ain't gonna lie. We low-key got into a little disagreement. He approached me weird as hell. Look, I just gave him a little publicity on, bro. Yeah. Shout out Ocean. He a cold-ass cameraman.
Definitely.
But he just, he rubbed me the wrong way. I wish you would have said what person in the city. Okay. That's it. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, it was a little disagreement. Somebody wanted me to do a song with them type shit, and they paid them for the video, but I don't pay for videos. Like, I do. I pay certain people for videos because they give me bundle deals.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I had seen him at a video shoot. I shook his hand. Nigga shook my hand. He like, you going around telling niggas you don't fuck with me? Ocean, I fuck with you, nigga. I never said that. You know what I'm saying? I just said I wasn't paying type shit. Yeah. But, hell yeah, we went and unfollowed each other on the gram. I ain't get no fuck. Oh, bro.
Yeah.
But no, he a cold cameraman. Oh, bro.
Definitely.
But shout out T Glazed It and Ray Shot It.
Shout out Ray Shot It, man.
Oh, bro. Shout out Ray Shot It.
No,
that nigga's so fucking cold.
No, he the coldest in the city, bro. I say it
look,
all the
they
time.
Finna be like, Jungle, you messy as hell. I don't get no beat my ass.
Nah. Shout out every cameraman in the city on some real shit. Like, shout out every.
I said, man. One thing you can't do is stop Jungle, on bro.
Shout out every cameraman,
but
bro.
No, yeah. Shout out everybody that's working.
Yeah.
All that, shout out everybody that's working. I don't give a fuck if you work at McDonald's. Shout you out, you working on, bro. You going hard for what you want, and
Bush.
I fuck with you for that.
Bush.
I told you I was gonna get a little crazy.
Oh, yeah, you good. You had to wait
to the end so y'all can watch the whole thing.
You already know what the fuck it is, man. Bro. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's that motherfucking Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. 414 Jungle, baby. What's happening?
Oh, damn, I was supposed to. It's still recording.
Yeah.
I'm throat as a bitch. Man, shout out DJ Jerry, man. Shout out 414 Jungle Baby, man. Shout out the whole city of Milwaukee, man. We going up this our year, bro.
The bush.